just a little bit about how I stepped over into this realm. I know God gives all of us different gifts. I was raised in a Southern Baptist church 9 months before I was born. My mother carried me to church. I was in church all of my life. Every time the door was open, I went to church. I loved the Lord with all my heart. I was raised up in one of the best Christian homes that you could imagine. That's the thing I appreciate what Brother Bill Gothard is doing. He's training the families how to walk with God. And this is a beautiful thing, because to have a great father and a great mother is the best thing that anybody can do. If there's anything I want to emphasize to you today, it's that every man should love his wife with all his heart and be an example of God to his wife and his children. Every woman should be an example of God to their children, so their children will grow up believing that mother and daddy believes what they say and does what they say, so that the children will grow up in a stable home, so they will get to the point where they will be able to hear God's voice and they will become wonderful young men and women of the Lord and walk holy before Him. And I had that kind of home, and I'm grateful for that home that I was raised up in. Very grateful. But being a Southern Baptist, and still am, and walking in obedience to God's Word, this next month in June, 27 years ago, was the transformation that took place in my life. In June, 27 years ago, I had a 2-year-old son and a brand new baby girl. And I was in there studying. I was a Sunday school teacher. I was a deacon in a Baptist church in Louisville, Texas. I had never heard the authoritative voice of God in my life. I had never heard anybody say that they had heard that. We don't seem to talk about those things. But I've now realized that God is a God that speaks, and He speaks to many of us. Because as I've talked to people, I've heard many, many people tell me that they've heard the authoritative voice of God. Even this morning, when I was over there, when this young lady was trying to make me look a little better for the cameras, if that's possible, there was only 2 young ladies in there. I asked them, I said, have either one of you young ladies ever heard the voice of God? And one of them immediately said, yes, sir, I've heard it twice. The other young lady was startled. She said, I've never heard it. I said, isn't that amazing? In a room with 2 people, one of you have heard the authoritative voice. I said, do you remember when it happened? She said, exactly. She remembered how old she was, everything. I said, honey, that's what happened to me 27 years ago. I said, I was a grown man. I was a teacher of the Word of God. I was a deacon in a church. I loved God with all my heart, but I had never heard anybody say that heard God's voice. But that's that night when I was sitting there studying, preparing to teach a Sunday school lesson, and it was in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. You never forget those times when God speaks to you. I was sitting there, and all of a sudden the king says, son, pay attention. I have a message for you in the next few verses. I heard that so clear and so authoritatively that I turned to see who walked into the room. Nobody there. Then I thought about what had been said to me, so I knew it was God. So I continued to read, and what He was telling me is what every man and woman needs to hear. He's giving you an example in Deuteronomy chapter 6. He's telling you exactly what you need to do if you want your children to walk with God. I got a complete new revelation right there. Although I was a deacon and a Sunday school teacher, I didn't pray with my wife at home. I mean, we did that in church. I didn't read the Word of God and teach my children the Word of God at home. We did that in church. But that night, I began to read the Word of God to my children and to my wife and pray over my wife and children every night. And I did that the rest of my life. I'm still doing that. That forever changed my life. But I had heard this voice, but I was afraid to tell anybody about it, because I'd never heard anybody else say they'd heard it. So the next 2 years later, I was down in Houston on Monday morning at 9 o'clock. I was an engineer working for a large corporation. I built buildings, designed equipment, and all those kinds of things. And I'm out there one morning, and as I get off of an airplane, I'm headed to a job site. And I think, well, I'll go by the corporate office since I was a regional engineer, and I'll do my paperwork while I'm here in Houston at the corporate office. But I forgot it. Went right on out to the job site. I'm out there underneath about 20,000 pounds of steel. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice. He said, son? I said, yes, Lord. He said, you forgot to do your paperwork this morning. I said, Lord, I did. But I said, Lord, I just like 15 minutes. I'll run right back over there and do it. He said, no, son. I want you to go do it right now. I said, okay. So I laid down everything I had. I crawled out from under there, stood up and took the second step, and the supporting structure holding 20,000 pounds of steel exploded. And 20,000 pounds of steel was laid flat on the ground where I was. In my trembling and fear, I looked up and I said, Lord, that verse in 1 Corinthians 6:19 has just taken on an entirely new revelation to me. I am not my own. I'm bought with a price. I belong to you, and I really am not mine. I said, Lord, I don't know why you saved my life, but I'm so appreciative and so grateful that you did. I said, Father, from this moment on, I will do anything you tell me to do. I will go anywhere you tell me to go. I don't care what it is, because if you hadn't spoken to me right there, I would have been killed. Little did I know what the Lord had planned for me. He began to speak to me on a regular basis. About every year, every 2 years, I began to hear His voice. He began to train me in faith, what faith was. I had not a clue what faith was. I just didn't know. If you'd asked me, I'd have said, sure, I know what faith is. Didn't know the first thing about faith. But He began to explain to me what faith was. He began to teach me what healing was. I stepped into a realm in our Southern Baptist churches that was a little bit unique to what anything I'd ever heard. But God come to me one night and He said, son, I have trained you where I want you to be. I want you to lay down that Southern Baptist Quarterly, and I want you to start teaching just my word in that Baptist church. I said, Lord, I'll do it. But I said, Lord, if I do what you tell me to do, I said, some of those folks are going to think I'm crazy. I said, because what you've shown me is so foreign to what I've ever learned in church. I'm going to ask you to confirm what I teach from your word with signs and miracles and wonders following, Lord, so they'll know that this is the truth. I began to teach in a Bible study class. I made the announcement to the pastor. I told him, I said, I'm going to start a unique class. The Lord inspired me. I didn't tell him God spoke to me in a clear, authoritative voice, because I didn't think he would be willing to receive that. So anyway, I just told him, I said, God spoke to me. He inspired me to start teaching just His word in a class. And so I'm going to start a unique class.